T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named best radio show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, the Bill Michaels Show. We are coming to you live today again, our final day out here for the week-long broadcast of Brewers Spring Training at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Brewers starting to take the field and trickling out. They're getting ready for batting practice coming up here shortly, taking on the San Diego Padres. A 1:05 start time here in Arizona, a 3:05 start time back home, and you already have fans starting to file in and kind of, you know, stake their claim on some of the outfield grass and getting ready for that batting practice, maybe in hopes of catching a few baseballs, and fans still trying to seek some autographs down the right field line. So a pretty good atmosphere here at the ballpark as the Brewers played to a 7-7 tie yesterday against the LA Angels. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Cousin Subs, where they believe in better. Don't forget at Cousin Subs, they've been grilling them up for a long time, 45-plus years they've been doing it. And we've talked about it time and again. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Some locations now deliver. They now deliver. So you got to call or go to CousinSubs.com to find out more information. But now you've got some of those Cousin Subs that can come to you. You don't even have to leave the confines of your home or your office. So not a bad way to go, but you got to check each location to see if they specifically have delivery as an option. Earlier today, in case you missed it, we had a terrific conversation with the general manager of your Milwaukee Brewers. David Stearns joined me up here, and I alluded to last year in the conversation that he and I had had about the pitching staff and about, you know, the garnering of 4,374 outs. And remember, I talked about that throughout the season last year with the, quote, out-getters rather than starters and all that kind of stuff, how they kind of renamed their rotation. But I'd said at the time, when he had said that to me, I thought 4,374 outs, you know, is that cliche? Is that general managerial speak? What is that? And David Stearns expounds upon it, isn't it?
It really is. And Craig did a tremendous job executing strategy, working with our pitchers, working with our staff, and getting buy-in throughout the entire organization. And we need to do things a little bit differently. We know that. And we were able to execute on the pitching front last year. I think our pitchers, both the guys we started the year with, and then a lot of the younger guys who came up throughout the year, really showed that they can compete at the major league level. They pitched big innings for us. They got big outs in September and October. And we're really excited to see a lot of those guys begin to take that next step and not only go from the young rookie prospect who has success, but now establish themselves as quality major league contributors.
Do you feel with Jimmy not being able to make it for the beginning of the season, Jeremy kind of struggling a little bit right now, Chase Anderson hasn't necessarily gotten off to a fast start, do you feel mounting pressure to maybe go get another arm?
No. We've built this team, both pitching and on the position player side, with an element of depth because we know there are going to be injuries. We know there's going to be fluctuations in performance throughout the year. So we do not feel pressure to go out and add to that pitching staff. We think we have the right group of guys here. Certainly, if there are complementary moves that we can make between now and opening day or after opening day, we're going to explore them. But I do not see any sort of meaningful move, significant move between now and opening day.
We had talked last year, and we were talking about adding arms and adding personnel. And I had asked you about money. And you said that money would not be the obstacle for us to win. Is it still that way?
It is that way, and I think Mark's proven it over this past offseason. We're going to run a record payroll this year that's going to eclipse our previous record by a significant amount. We've gone out and invested in areas of need for this team in the offseason in very meaningful ways. We gave a very large one-year contract to Yasmani Grandal to address our catching position. We brought back Mike Moustakas for a lucrative deal to help solidify our infield. So I think we've proven that where we have needs, we're willing to address. We're cognizant of our market. We're cognizant that we're not going to have payrolls the size of the Cubs or the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Red Sox, but we can spend the dollars we have efficiently. And where there is a need, our ownership group has shown and demonstrated repeatedly that they're going to support us to address baseball concerns.
How do you like Gamble right now as a backup in the outfield? Because you don't have Domingo Santana.
That's right.
You're going to try to manage the health again of Ryan Braun. You already know what you have in the other two. So talk about your outfield depth right now.
So, we as you know, we made a couple trades this offseason. We traded Domingo Santana. We traded Keon Broxton, guys who had really solidified that outfield situation over the last couple of years, provided that element of depth. And one of the reasons they were able to do that is they had options remaining, and we could send them back and forth to the minor leagues pretty much at will, and it helped with roster flexibility. Both those guys come into this season out of options, made them a little bit less valuable to us, and opened up some trade possibilities. We were able to go out with Domingo Santana and bring it back Ben Gamble from the Seattle Mariners. Ben does have a minor league option left. He can play all three outfield positions. He's gotten off to a little bit of a slow start with a bat so far here in camp, but we believe he can hit at the major league level. We believe he can provide quality depth at all three positions. And if we get into a roster crunch at some point and we need to find some roster flexibility there, he gives us that option as well. So we're happy to have him in the organization. I do think he's going to contribute for
us.
He's
had some loud outs too.
Sure.
I was here yesterday, he had a couple loud outs.
Yeah, he's hit some balls at guys. There's always an adjustment period, and in spring training in particular, we can get very easy to get caught up in small samples.
Mm-hmm.
We see these guys for two, maybe three plate appearances a day. Over the course of the spring, you're looking at 50 or 60 plate appearances, which during the regular season might be 2 weeks. And so we try not to overreact. We try to look at the broader scope of what a player has done throughout his career. And Ben, over the last couple of years, has proven he can hit.
You named Moustakas as your starting second baseman. Has he impressed you, surprised you, or is it exactly what you thought he was?
It's probably both. You know, we expected him to be able to play the position. I don't know that I expected to see the smooth actions that we've seen over there.
Yeah.
We know the range is not going to be elite range. He's not going to get to balls that some elite second baseman gets to. But I do think the ones he gets to, he's going to make. The plays he gets to, he's going to make. I think the turn at second base is something that he's going to do quite well. So I as you just watch the game, I don't think you're going to look at Mike Moustakas as a guy who hasn't played second base before. I think you're going to see him as a player who's very comfortable and capable over there.
I got a couple of questions from people on Twitter and said, Chris writes, why not Shaw at second and Moose at third? Because that's the way it was last season. And
yep.
I was going to ask you kind of the similar question, so I'll give credit to Chris.
You bet. And that's something we talked a lot about over the offseason as we were in discussions with Mike to bring him back. What alignment did we think was going to work best? And so we know Travis is more comfortable at third base. He was a tremendous teammate in going over there last year. I think he did a pretty admirable job over there for a guy who never played second base before. But repeatedly, he has expressed to us he is more comfortable at third base, and all things being equal, that's where he would like to be. So with that knowledge, we thought that it was worth at least exploring Mike at second, since Mike really didn't have a preference, was very open and really excited to play some second base. And so we figured we'd explore it in spring training. If it worked, that's the alignment we would go to. If it didn't work, we always had the ability to switch them back and put Travis over at second because we know he can do it. We think it's worked quite well. We actually think that this is probably going to be a preferable defensive alignment than flipping those guys back. So everyone's happy. We think it makes the team better, and we'll keep it that way for a little while.
Do you feel with what you did pitching-wise last year that you have begun to change the face of the way baseball is viewed now? And I'm talking more so that you see starting pitchers that are sitting out there that are looking for multi-year deals and a lot of big money, and teams are going, we don't have to do that anymore.
I think we, probably along with a couple other teams in the industry, have demonstrated that there's not a one-size-fits-all approach to pitching. And that's a good thing for markets like ours, because we probably can't compete to sign some of the best starting pitchers in baseball. We probably have to do things a little bit differently. So I do think what we did last year, what maybe a couple other teams experimented with last year, does show that you can get to 27 outs successfully and consistently in a slightly different way. Now, we have a really talented bullpen, which allows us to do that. I don't know that we would necessarily implement the strategy we implemented last year with a different set of personnel. But when you have a Corey Knebel, when you have a Josh Hader, when you have a Jeremy Jeffress, when you had last year Joaquin Soria, when you have all these guys who really competed at a really special level for the last couple months of the season, it makes it easier to make those types of decisions because we have such confidence in that group.
Do you feel, and I talk about this all the time, that Craig has to go out and push all the right buttons all over again? Because you listen to a lot of the pundits and they'll say, well, I don't know how they can do that again this year.
Yep.
And my argument is they did that.
Yep.
So they've already done that, so you're the team that's comfortable in doing that. But it is where you pushed a ton of buttons last year, and it's like you have to push everyone right again to get back to where you were.
Look, I think we've we don't mind being questioned. We don't mind having the external pundits wonder how we're doing this. That's kind of flattering to us, to be honest with you. If people can't really understand how we're putting together winning baseball teams, that makes us feel pretty good because it means maybe we're doing something a little bit differently than the rest of the industry. But look, I think we have talented players, and it starts with having talented players. Then we can implement some strategic elements that maybe give us a hair of an advantage here and a hair of an advantage there. But it starts with having players on the field who are really talented players who can go out and execute.
Before I let you go, you mentioned Jeremy Jeffress. How's he doing?
He's doing okay. He had some shoulder fatigue. We don't think there's any real injury there, but he did have some shoulder fatigue. He's now progressing in his throwing program. It is still possible that he would be ready on opening day, but at this point, probably the more likely scenario is that he begins the season on the DL. We'll probably have to make a call about that at some point next week, but he is progressing. We don't see any long-term issue here. It's just taking him a little bit longer to get ready for a season than a normal.
How encouraging is it to get Jimmy Nelson up to 94, 95 miles an hour?
It's pretty exciting. And first and foremost, I think we're all just excited for Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And those of us who are around him every single day know how hard he works to get back to a place like this, how much he cares, how much it killed him last year to not be a part, on the field at least, of the run we had. So to see him out here, to see him get the ovation he got when he came in from the bullpen, I think it made all of us feel really good, gave us a special feeling, and we're all rooting for him.
And then Chase Anderson has struggled a little bit down here. Last year, the long ball was his bugaboo. I mean, otherwise, you look at his numbers, they really weren't that bad, but the long ball was giving up way too much. So how is he doing? How is he progressing? Give me your thoughts.
So Chase came to camp with a little bit of a reform delivery, something that he and our pitching coach Chris Hook talked about during the offseason, something that really Chase instigated and wanted to work through. I think we've seen some signs there that are good, and we've seen some signs that are a work in progress. Chase is a really determined guy. I think he's going to continue to work through this. He's going to get opportunity to work through this. At the same time, we recognize that we do have depth, we do have options, and so we'll make sure that we're putting the best pitchers out there, the best starters out there that we can to help us win games.
And before I let you go, last year your name started to be tossed about for other general manager positions and rumors and innuendos. How quick was it when all of that began to happen that Mark came to you and said, no, we're going to keep you here?
Well, I think the good news is that Mark and I were very much on the same page. And Mark wanted me to be here. I wanted to be here. And once you have that conversation, the rest just takes care of itself. So I couldn't imagine going anywhere else at this point. This is a great place to work. It's a great organization to be a part of. I think our best days are ahead, and I want to enjoy that with the rest of the city and the rest of the organization.
There you go. David Stearns from a little bit earlier today joining us in the booth here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. I'm sitting here watching, and if you're watching as well on Facebook Live, one of the batters that has been in and out of the cage, Ryan Braun is down there. Christian Yelich just got done hitting. But the guy with the beard that is hitting in the cage right now, and again, if you're watching this on Facebook Live, you'll see what I'm talking about. All the guys are down there taking pictures of, and you're like, well, who is this? It is Baker Mayfield, quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, a big Christian Yelich fan. He is taking his rips right now. He played some ball, some baseball. And he's been ripping the ball, but he is right now taking his swings down in the cage as the Brewers are taking batting practice, and they got him a uniform and the whole deal. So right now, Baker Mayfield is taking his swings in the batting cage. And did he just park one out of here? Nope, deep to the warning track in left center, but showing a little bit of pop going the opposite field there. Anyway, that being said, going to go ahead and take a quick break. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. I've been telling you for a while about E85, flex fuel vehicles, also the unleaded 88. You can get it at Quick Trip or any Jets location. And about Wisconsin farmers, specifically the corn farmers. And they grow a ton of this stuff. They grow a ton of corn for biofuels. There's 7 Biofuels Association plants all throughout the state of Wisconsin. And all of this, Wisconsin farmers, Wisconsin workers, they buy here, they live here, they make money here, they pay taxes here. So every time you go out and you fill up with one of those flex fuel vehicles or the unleaded 88, whether it's E85 or unleaded 88, you're helping the economy stay right here in the state of Wisconsin. And all you got to do is check out all the information and anything that we've talked about in this PSA, if you will, almost, that, you know, hey, you can find the facts at wibiofuels.org. That's wibiofuels.org. And seriously, see what they say about some of the facts regarding ethanol and regarding some of the alternative fuels that are out there. That is wibiofuels.org, wibiofuels.org. Going to go and take a quick break. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show live out here in Phoenix, Arizona for Brewers Spring Training. We'll be back right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're on board watching Baker Mayfield, quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, right now in the cage, taking batting practice with the Brewers. If you followed Baker Mayfield throughout the fall, he was doing a lot of press conferences, you know, for the Cleveland Browns, but wearing a Christian Yelich jersey. And he made his way into camp today, and they exchanged some pleasantries, and Baker Mayfield had a whole uniform here for the Milwaukee Brewers waiting for him when he got here. So they brought him out on the field, and he's not, because the jersey says Mayfield on it, but he's wearing the hoodie sweatshirt that all the other players are wearing. So you really, you just see a guy in a beard, you know, walking around. There's some kids beyond the wall. He just hit a one hopper out of here, and the kids out beyond the wall, they really don't know who hit that ball, you know, as far as getting autographs and all that kind of stuff. But Baker Mayfield, with a lot of media, every time he goes to take a swing in the cage, media climbing all over the cage to get a picture of Baker Mayfield taking his swings here in Brewers camp. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in on anything you heard from the David Stearns interview, please feel free to do so. Hey, I want to say thanks to our friends for bringing us out here. Robert, Hag, Diamonds, Brett, and his whole staff there. They're so good. They're such good people. Greenfield on the corner of 76th and Layton in Milwaukee and Port Washington and Green Tree Roads, or just simply go to Robert Hack, HACK, Robert Hack Diamonds, .com, where they pay the most cash for your gold. Also, our friends over at Brumar Productions, I've been telling you about this Tusk, the world's number one Fleetwood Mac tribute band. They're coming to town. They're going to be making a little bit of a tour in this area Thursday, April 4th. They're going to be in Joliet, Illinois with Barracuda. That's the Heart tribute band. That's going to be at the Rialto Square Theater. Go to rialtosquare.com. And Friday, April 5th, they're going to be in Oshkosh at the Grand Opera House. That's thegrandoshkosh.com. Then there's a special night coming up. That's going to be Saturday night, April 6th in Milwaukee. And they're coming with Barracuda, but one of the things I want to let you know is that they are also bringing one of the local high school bands. Because remember that song Tusk to begin with when they did it with the USC marching band? Well, they're going to be bringing the Cedarburg High School band to town, and they're going to perform with them. So it should be a pretty cool night. That is Saturday night, April 6th. Go to PabstTheater.org in Milwaukee for all the information, PabstTheater.org, and you can check it out there as well. Thanks to them for being a part of the program. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Aaron wants to know if Baker Mayfield has anything in his contract that would prevent him from taking swings in a cage. You know what? First of all, I would say no. I can't imagine he's going to be out there shagging fly balls or anything like that in a high Arizona sun. But, no, I mean, he's Baker Mayfield of the Cleveland Browns is down here getting his rips in the cage right now with some of the guys from the Milwaukee Brewers. So, no, my assumption is there's not anything preventing him from doing this. As a matter of fact, he's getting the rotation. Christian Yelich, Ryan Braun, a couple of the other guys down there, and then Mayfield jumps in. So they're going through the whole rotation with Ed Cedar right now, the Brewers' third base coach, throwing batting practice. The whole team is not out here. A lot of the team members for the Brewers were back on the backfield working out a little bit earlier today. So not everybody is here. But in general, I mean, you've got some of the more popular names hanging out right now down by the batting cage. You know, just kind of getting some rips in. Mark Attanasio has made his way onto the field. As a matter of fact, the owner of the Milwaukee Brewers down there talking with Craig Counsell right now. And like I said before, many of the media members down there snapping some pictures and getting some social media pics of Baker Mayfield taking his swings. Again, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in on anything that we've discussed here today, you certainly can. We'd love to hear from you. This one's from Grace, who writes, big fan of Craig Counsell. Do you think he'll be the manager when this team finally wins a World Series? Well, Grace, you're hoping they win it this year. And to answer your question, that would be yes. I don't think Craig's going anywhere. I mean, this guy was, should have been damn near the manager of the year this past year. And so, yeah, I think for everything, for the way they do it, which is unconventional from a lot of other teams, especially big market teams who can buy the roster, for the way they do it, the buttons he pushed, yes, I believe that Craig Counsell is going to be here for a long time. This one is from Steve in Richfield wanting to know, do you think they're looking to extend Christian Yelich way before his contract is up, similar to what they did with Ryan Braun? I think everybody would love to see that. I can almost guarantee that they're going to start working on something here in the next year or so, that they're going to try to extend his deal. Now, Christian Yelich, you know, may – I don't know who his agent is. I don't think it's Scott Boras. Because if it's Scott Boras, Scott Boras is hell-bent on taking his guys to free agency. But Scott Boras also has a pretty good working relationship with the guys in this organization. But that being said, I can't imagine that they wouldn't at some point – I mean, put it this way. Excuse me, if Christian Yelich has another season like this – they got to start thinking about figuring out a way to extend him and get him some of the money that he's deserving of. So we'll see. But yeah, they're gonna want to wrap up Christian Yelich if he continues to play like this. 855-830-8648. Randy writes in the Wendy's email inbox. I know you guys were talking about Jordy Nelson a little bit earlier. Why are people so much hanging on the past? He's not coming back to be Jordy Nelson of old. He's coming back to be an old Jordy Nelson, just like everybody wanted to see Reggie White come back just before he had passed. It's not going to happen, people. Let it alone, and let's move on. Like I said, I would say 90% of me, says no, it's not going to happen. You know, I never say never, but you could certainly bring back a guy with experience, a guy that's got a familiarity with Aaron Rodgers, that became a fast friend of Aaron Rodgers, that understands what Aaron Rodgers is looking for. Maybe he can impart some of that wisdom on some of the younger guys, only if they would bring him back. But remember, Gutekunst is the guy that let him go. Gutekunst is the guy that only offered him a veteran's minimum contract to come back and be a part of the organization. I can't imagine at this point in time they're going to say, oh, you know what, well, we made a mistake, we're going to go ahead and bring him back. And like I said, I watched Jordy last year get caught a couple of times when normally Jordy would kick any afterburners and he was taking it to house. He didn't have that extra step. He's a tremendous route runner, and when it comes to being a tactician as a wide receiver, he's as solid as anybody. But does he still have the ability to go out there and get it done and even be a number two or a number three? Are you going to go Devontae, Geronimo, and then Jordy? And what does that do to either the growth or the lack thereof of some of the younger guys on this team? I don't see it happening. But again, like I said, I never see never. Randy writes, anybody that wants to see Jordy Nelson back, did they watch any of his games last year? 855-830-8648. We talked about that. You look at some of what he did last season, and Jordy just wasn't Jordy. I don't know how else to put it. Jordy just wasn't Jordy. Let's do this. We're going to go and take a quick break. Broadcasting live down here, Brewers Spring Training, American Family Fields of Phoenix. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show. A couple of segments before we get out of here. Hanging on right after this.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. The Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. We are glad to have you broadcasting live at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Our buddy Bill Schmidt in the background hanging out. How are we looking? Over there eating that sandwich. Sometimes you have a live mic and sometimes you don't. You just the old adage in broadcasting when they start to talk to you about whether or not you want to get into mass comm is when the microphone's around, always act like it's turned on. And I never do. The day that Ryan Horvath or Joe Zinzola or anybody else decides to turn the mic on by accident, go ahead and fry me, because I'll drop a bunch of stuff on the air that shouldn't be dropped on the air. We're sitting here
I wouldn't
just
do
talking.
That to you.
We're just sitting here talking. Billy's just rambling on. I put the headset on. I'm like, I'm going on.
I will do that to Billy, though.
Man.
I'll throw him under the bus. I'll throw Schmidt under the bus.
I'll throw Billy under the bus in a heartbeat.
Freeman.
There's no doubt about it. But see, he was mumbling, and it was low enough because I couldn't tell what it was in my ear. But I knew what he was saying because I was in there next to him. I'm like, oh, man. Three letters, FCC.
I'll always look it out for you guys. Don't worry.
This portion of the broadcast brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Don't forget, coming up this summer, Wednesday Night Live is back at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Budweiser Pavilion. The first Wednesday in June, and it goes all summer long. Make sure you get out there, support some of the local charities, hear some great music, some good brews, and a lot of fun under the sun and warm skies at night out at the Wednesday Night Live, brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Craig Council, meeting with the media, talks a little bit about Ulysse Chacin. He's going to be the opening day starter.
Ulysse earned the honor from what he did last year, and he deserves it for sure. So he will start opening day.
And then going on to say that the opening day, it's here's the thing. Opening day is one game, and we put so much stock into opening day. And as Craig Council alludes to the fact that, you know, yes, opening day is special, but also it's the first game of a long grind.
This is an honor because it's the first day, and there's some ceremonial fun to the first day, but then they're just going to take their turn pitching, and it's about throwing quality out there for the 34 times you go out there.
And he's right. When you talk about the number of starts you're going to get throughout the season, and remember, Ulysse Chacin last year got off to a slow start, and you know, after the first couple of weeks of the season, then he became the guy. But it took him a little while to kind of get things going. But that being said, Ulysse is going to be your opening day starter. Also, we had talked about this earlier, that there are some rule changes that Major League Baseball is looking at. And this whole thing about, you know, the size of the roster and how they're going to change things about what you can and can't do and how you can send guys up and not send them down. And so Craig Council talks a little bit about that.
We used the rules in September probably and the schedule a little bit. We talked about earlier probably to what we thought was an advantage. There's still you know, different ways to look at these things, and adding a player to the roster is, I mean, that's the significant thing that's happening, in my opinion.
So the other discussion was about starters, and you're talking about the number of pitchers you're going to have that are actually starters on your team, or openers, or outgetters, or whatever you want to label them. But Craig Council says they're going to go with six. Take a listen.
We got you know, six starters that are in the main competition. Those six guys are going to start games for us, and we really have a six-man rotation. They're not going to start, you know, they're going to go five are going to be used at a time, but those six guys are going to start a lot of games for us if we can stay healthy in that group.
So there you go. If they can stay healthy in that group, as far as the starters go, they've got six guys that they believe can start ball games for them. And they're, as he said, they're all going to start. Even if they're all healthy, they're all going to start at one point or another games for this ball club. So a rather interesting. You heard David Stearns earlier talk about, you know, outs and the number of outs they need to get. A rather interesting turn when you talk about trying to set your rotation. They kind of got. There is no doubt this team is not going after anybody unless they have two or three starters go down. They're just not. And so for everybody that's been texting all day and saying, hey, Keuchel's still out there, why don't they go after him? I asked David Stearns that question. They just don't have that interest right now. And, you know, Craig Council talks about how these guys perform in the spring has less of an impact on making the roster than it used to be, because this roster is pretty much set.
You know, what we use for our decisions is different now. and probably more goes into it. It's less spring training performance. It felt like the majority of the decision was made on spring training performance in another age.
Yeah.
That's lessened. I think players realize that too.
So there you go. That's kind of the thought. I mean, because on this team, pretty much everybody that you know from last year is back, and there's only a couple of spaces that are even negotiable at this point, you know. So for the most part, this is a very lackluster, as far as drama and storylines go, spring training. I guess the couple of big storylines down here have been Jimmy Nelson coming back, but not being an opening day roster guy. Jeremy Jeffress with the shoulder stiffness. Chase Anderson hasn't necessarily had a terrific spring, but he's working on some things. Ryan Braun's working on a little bit different launch angle. Moustakas playing second base. And then after that, what's your biggest story? I think it's here today, and that fact that the Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield's taking batting practice with the Brewers. I mean, beyond that, there's not a whole lot to chit-chat about. But I will say this. It's amazing what a season of winning will do for you, because this place was packed yesterday. I mean, packed yesterday, as fans filled this stadium to watch the Angels and the Brewers square off. The Padres are here today at American Family Fields of Phoenix, and they're going to be getting it underway at 1:05 our time, 3:05 your time back in the Midwest, as the Brewers are going to be going for yet another Cactus League game. They got a split squad tomorrow. And the rest of their schedule, it's rather quick when you think about it. They got the Dodgers coming, or they go to Camelback, I should say, on Sunday, an off day on Monday, which is their last off day until the day before the opener. Then they've got Texas here at home. They've only got four games back here at Maryville after tomorrow, and that's it. Then they've got Toronto for a couple of games. One of the neat things is they're going to Olympic Stadium in Montreal to take on the Toronto Blue Jays. For those that remember the old Montreal Expos, they're going back to Olympic Stadium. They're going to play a couple of games there, and then that's it. That's it. Then we start this season 13 days, 2 weeks from yesterday, season gets underway. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. It's our final segment coming up. Hang in there. We certainly appreciate you listening to us all week long. And some of our great sponsors, San Giorgio, the pizzeria, Napoletana Pizzeria downtown. Say hi to Gino and the whole staff there. They do a great job. They pair up the Bill Michaels pizza with the Cider Boys from Point Brewing. Go to pointbeer.com. Also, thanks to Usinger's, USINGER.com, Usinger.com. And it's going to be tailgating season, and you're going to do it up by frying up some of those fantastic brats from Usinger. Put them on in the grill with those pretzel buns. Oh, they are so good. That is our friends from Usinger's. And also Skipper Buds, and you're going to be, again, getting ready for warmer weather. I know it's not happening right now, but you're going to get ready for warmer weather, and you're going to want to go boating. And they've got a huge selection right now of used boats, trying to move those things out as the new boats are making their way in. So if you're looking for a tremendous deal, go out and find yourself a used one, pontoon, deck boat, yacht, fishing boat, whatever it may be. But if you're looking for a new one, that's the place to go. Go to skipperbuds.com. That's skipperbuds.com, and see all that they have to offer. Hang in there. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Mayfield came into camp today to say hi to Christian Yelich. If you remember, during the season last year, Mayfield would do some press conferences in a Yelich jersey supporting him for an MVP candidate. And in addition to that, they fast friends. And these two guys earlier today exchanged helmets and jerseys and everything. And Baker Mayfield had a uniform waiting for him when he got here. And he came out and took some batting practice a little while ago. So those two guys making their way down to just a horde of people, and I don't know, you could probably say 50 to 100 people down there looking for autographs as the gates have opened up. But Christian Yelich signing just about everything put in front of him, and Baker Mayfield doing the same and taking some pictures and enjoying the fans. And so kind of cool today. Kind of a neat scene down here at American Family Fields of Phoenix is those two guys, not only friends, but also sharing some of the good cheer, so to speak, with some of the fans that are down here. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Got to say thanks again to some of our sponsors. Thanks to Jill and her whole staff over at Brewtown Eatery and Pub, 5121 West Howard Avenue. Go in there and tell them we said hi and that you heard about them through the program. Really good people over there, great food. They have live entertainment on every Saturday night, but just a fun corner pub. And go to Brewtown Eatery and Pub on West Howard. Also, the Milwaukee Admirals, go to hashtag MillHockey, and you can hopefully follow them into the postseason. They're still trying to work themselves into the postseason, but the Milwaukee Admirals, always a fun night out. Auto Paint and Supply, they are all over the state of Wisconsin, as a matter of fact. And Auto Paint and Supply is in four or five counties. You can find their locations all over. They are Middleton, Walworth, Racine, Waukesha counties, automotive, fleet, industrial, marine paints. It doesn't matter what it is. They've got everything. Go to GoAutoPaint.com. That is GoAutoPaint.com. And in addition to that, there's Coach's Pub and Grill. You got to go in and say hi to Cornet. He's got the home of the Big Boy Burger there. Go to Coach's Pub and Grill, the letter N, Grill. .com and say hi to Cornet and his staff, and they're good people as well. They've been a part of the program for a long, long time. Ryan Horvat producing the show. Ryan, we only got about 3-4 minutes left to go in the program, so the week is culminating, and I guess the question is, so how did it sound, our coverage down here this week?
Oh, it sounded great, man. I love spring training. I like the coverage. It's just you're getting back into the baseball season. You know, March Madness going on. It's just a great time of year. I'm really excited for this season. Now, with the NL Central heating up, looking forward to it.
I find it interesting that most of the comments regarding the coverage down here, people love the David Stearns interview and some of the other interviews that we've had, but some of the stuff that people love is just hearing the birds in the background, and right now you can hear the guy downstairs selling beer giving out a woo every couple of seconds. But people love the sound of it more than anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, especially back here, you know, at least it's 50 degrees, 48 degrees, whatever it is today, warming up a little bit. But when we're back here cold, we get to hear the birds chirping and, you know, the bats cracking, guys taking batting practice. It's really the best time of year when you think about it.
Yeah, it is. It was an awesome experience, as always. Thanks to everybody here with the Milwaukee Brewers. Ken Spindler, Mike Vassallo and his staff, Tyler Barnes and their staff. And special thanks to Alita Mercer, who is the head of broadcast for the Milwaukee Brewers, because as we know in the beginning of the week, there were some technical issues down here, and they renovated just about the entire place. The one thing they did not renovate was the press box. And the press box, basically the internet cabling inside and the old cabling inside the press box has never been replaced, and it's starting to corrode and fall apart, and something that they know they need to fix, but we had all kinds of problems, and the IT staff came out and started running wires all over the place today. There's wires like the walkway around the upper portion of the press box is just filled with Cat 5 cable everywhere, internet cabling everywhere, because they had to kind of have a makeshift ability to get the internet out to everybody, because it's what we broadcast through. So thanks to Alita Mercer and her staff and for the way they treated us down here, and to everybody for listening back home. Coming up on Monday on the program, we are going to recap our visit here. In addition to that, we are going to take a look back at the conference tournaments, the Big Ten, the Big East. We'll get into all of that, Marquette, Wisconsin, as they get selected into the NCAA tournament coming up on Sunday night. We'll start going through our picks for the tournament, what you think is going to happen. We'll get into all of that as the field of 64 tests, so to speak, will be set. And then in addition to that, we'll also take a look back at the Bucks and the 76ers as the Bucks continue their quest for the best record in basketball and really in the East, so they keep home court advantage at Fiserv Forum throughout, because that's where a lot of these guys, they want to be. By the way, speaking of that, next week the Milwaukee Basketball Hour is back, and I got to tell you, I don't know the location as of yet. I'll know it on Monday. I think I know it. I just don't see it in the email right now. But Eric Bledsoe is going to be our special guest live and in person. So the Milwaukee Basketball Hour next week, yours truly, Steve Novak. Steve's going to join us on Monday, by the way. But we have Eric Bledsoe is going to be our special guest live and in person, who is having a tremendous season for the Milwaukee Bucks. He will join us next week live. So make sure you're tuning in on Monday. I'll give you the location as to where we're going to be. Also, we'll give you the time, 6 to 7 o'clock. I believe it's coming up next Wednesday or Thursday night to be determined. But Eric Bledsoe is going to be our special guest, so I'm looking forward to that as well. Congratulations goes out to Radio Joe Zinzola. I know we mentioned it yesterday, but he got engaged out here. He is on the golf course somewhere, happy and content, I guess, and congratulations to him. He'll be back on Monday. I'll be back in the studio on Monday. Hopefully you're listening to us on Monday as we recap the entire weekend in sports that is just about to culminate. So, Ryan Horvat, I'm sure the music is about to play, and we're going to go ahead and get out of here as the Brewers and the Padres are getting set to square off at American Family Fields of Phoenix. The grounds crew is out. They're making this thing pretty and nice, and the Brewers are inside getting a little lunch before they got the game this afternoon. Baker Mayfield has completed his swings in the cage. So a good week had by all. It's time for us to wing our way back home. Until then, we'll talk to you later. Sleep!
Wide. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.